Welcome to the world of Diamond Consciousness, the unequivocal yes.
With Diamond Alignment, you can experience all the benefits of meditation online in just 6 minutes. Try it once and change your day. Try it every day and change your life.
The diamond energy of joy and equanimity will emanate from you today. Watch the world change around you and have a diamond day.
Hi, this is Kirilani. People have been asking me what I've been doing because I look younger and I'm glowing. Well, I'm here to share with you my magic potion. It's called Nerium, which is a phenomenal age-defying skin treatment breakthrough. In clinical results, people like you are seeing on average a 30% improvement in the appearance of lines and wrinkles, skin discoloration, uneven skin texture, enlarged pores, and aging skin. I'm seeing these great results, and so are my family and friends. So check out the real results at kirilani.nerium.com. And the best part to me is Nerium is totally plant-based, grown pesticide-free, no chemicals, no preservatives, and no gluten. Do you want to look younger? Well, try Nerium now. Nourish your skin with a risk-free 30-day trial. Go to kirilani.nerium.com.
You can enjoy an evening of inspiration, personal growth, intellectual stimulation, and powerful energy for transformation at the Circle of Light. Connect with other adventurous souls seeking the expanded view outside the box. Join us at the Circle of Light on the third Friday of each month at the Unitarian Sanctuary, 490 Aguajito Road, Carmel, just off the PG Pebble Beach exit of Highway 1. Doors open at 7 p.m. General admission is $11, $9 for students and seniors. Call 484-1923 for more information.
Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
And this is Sol Lazar. Welcome back to this Thursday edition of Good Vibrations Radio. And have you ever noticed when you're communicating with other people that you often spend your time talking past each other? That usually instead of really listening to what they're trying to say, you're busy thinking about what you're going to say next? Or trying to say, hey, that reminds me of something? That's not always the most effective way to communicate, to create rapport, or to just develop an understanding of another person. And right now, on the first and third Thursdays of every month, we have Dr. Arnie Buss with us, speaking of listening. Now, he received his degree in psychology at Rutgers and a PhD from Cornell, and he's been teaching at the Naval Postgraduate School for the past 20 years. Prior to that, he taught at Washington University in St. Louis. He's been studying effective communication and relationship building for the past 12 years and has been teaching and facilitating classes for the past six. He's given presentations on interpersonal communication skills to a variety of organizations, and he works with individuals and couples with their interpersonal communication issues. Not only that, he's an accomplished speaker. In 2011, he was a semifinalist in the Toastmasters World Championship of Public Speaking. So not only does he know how to listen, he knows how to express. So let's take a little time tonight to learn Speaking of Listening with Dr. Arnie Buss.
Well, thank you, Sol Lazar. Welcome to Speaking of Listening on Good Vibrations Radio. I'm your host for this segment, Arnie Buss, as Sol Lazar said. Speaking of listening is all about ways of improving your relationship by listening from your heart. And as Sol Lazar said, the oftentimes we listen to respond rather than really hear what the other person is saying. Now, before I get to my segment, I would like to say that the next Effective Communication and Relationship Building Seminar will be on April 18th and 19th. To find out more information, please email me at ahbus@consciousawareheart.com. If you mention that you heard about it on Good Vibrations Radio, you'll receive a 10% discount for the price of the seminar. That's ahbus@consciousawareheart.com. Now, remember that listening is not just about hearing what the other person is saying. It's much, much more. It's about engaging the other person in a dialogue, a dance, if you will. Ginger Rogers once said that she did everything that Fred Astaire did, only she did it backwards and in heels. So it is with listening from the heart. Well, except for the heels part. But when you're listening from the heart, you're essentially going backwards in the sense that you're connecting with what the other person is saying, and you're following their lead, not your own. Just to briefly recap some of the topics that we've talked about recently on the segment, we've talked about the judge or the parent, the victim and the child, and those are places where we react rather than respond, and how the conscious, aware heart is the only place where we are responsive and can listen from the heart. The way that I've talked about listening is what I call tracking. And I talked about how the magic words are you or so you, and not to use the pronoun I, me, we, or us. And I've also talked about the four W's of the tracking process. What did they say? Why did they say it? What do they feel? And what do they want? Now today, I'm going to talk about how to track the difference between thoughts, feelings, and judgments. But first, I hear you ask, what's the difference between thoughts, feelings, and judgments? Well, since you asked, I think I'll tell you. First, thoughts are of two general varieties. One are facts, and the other is opinions or beliefs. So a fact is something that's objective. It's something that any objective observer will probably agree with, or not. But a fact has no emotional charge. It can be correct or incorrect. So the thought that the sky is blue happens to be correct. The sky is green is also a thought, but that happens to not be correct, at least as the way most of us see the sky. The statement, on average, men are taller than women, is something which data seems to back up. But if somebody believes that women are taller than men on average, then that too is something that they accept as a fact, but again, may or may not be correct. Now, an opinion or a belief is more subjective. That says more about what the speaker's perspective or preferences might be. And the thing about an opinion is that unlike a fact, it's neither correct nor incorrect. An opinion speaks about what the person's preferences might be. I'd say, I like sunsets. I like the ocean. Or, you know, wine tastes better to me than beer. Or you might have an opinion about what your favorite team will do. So the Giants are going to win it all again this year. And that's an opinion. And it's that opinion is neither right nor wrong, at least before the fact. Now, after the baseball season has taken place, that will become more of a fact than an opinion. The reason that's important is because these facts and opinions are, to distinguish between a fact and an opinion, is it a fact? You know, a fact can be objectively shown to be right or wrong, whereas an opinion is something which says something about the person and is neither right nor wrong. Now, a feeling is a spontaneous reaction. It's something that occurs in the moment, and it's something that we have little control over in that moment. When we name a feeling, we're basically putting a label on a visceral state that we may well be feeling. Might be, I'm excited about going to the concert, or, you know, I'm sad that we didn't go out last night, or I'm really happy with the present I got for my birthday. So what's being expressed there are feelings, and just like opinions or beliefs, feelings are particularly not correct or incorrect. They simply are. Feelings are always true. They're true in the sense that if a person is feeling something, then that's what they're feeling. That's true. And unlike an opinion, a feeling in that moment typically can't be changed. And that's why tracking can be so important when it comes to feelings. Because when, as a listener, you validate what somebody is feeling instead of disagreeing with it or invalidating it, then that really helps a person get in touch with what that feeling is. Many times we don't really understand what we're feeling. But if we just leave the feelings alone, or better yet, if we validate and track the feelings, then they often will shift and change all on their own. So thoughts and feelings are two different things. And the final is judgments. Now, judgments are basically evaluative. You're evaluating whether something is good or bad, right or wrong. They can be negative or they can be positive. If I say that meal was terrible, that's a negative judgment. If I say, you're such a good boy, that's a positive judgment. Be careful of positive judgments. Because if you can give someone a positive judgment, then you can also give them a negative judgment by opening the door to being able to give judgments about another person. Then it can feel invalid, it can feel uncomfortable. Often a judgment has a should, either explicitly or implicitly. If I say, you should take that job, then that's an explicit should, or you shouldn't go out with him. Judgments tend to be more absolute than opinions. And judgments are often about others rather than oneself. So if I say, people shouldn't smoke, that's a judgment. Or so I say, I don't smoke, that's an opinion. If I say people shouldn't eat meat, that's a judgment. If I say I am a vegan, that's an opinion. So a judgment is an opinion applied to everybody. So that's the difference between thoughts, feelings, and judgments. And this is important when listening, when tracking somebody, because you want to be able to identify whether they're expressing a thought, a feeling, or a judgment. Because how you track and how you respond depends on what's being expressed. So let's talk about tracking thoughts. Well, first of all, when it comes to facts, if you agree with the facts that the person is expressing, then there's really no need to say anything, maybe nod or say, mm-hmm. The sky's blue, yep, sure is. Now, if you understand it differently, though, then track to understand. Don't immediately contradict. Only express your understanding of the facts after you feel that you get them, after they feel that you've got them. So if someone says that the sky is green, that's interesting. I'd like to hear more about how you see the sky. Things get tricky when we get into opinions or beliefs. Because keep in mind that opinions are neither correct nor incorrect, but they're something that the person is expressing about themselves. So instead of contradicting their opinion, if it's one different than yours, try to understand how that person's opinion came to be. Through tracking, establish what is their reasoning, what are their assumptions. Recognize that an opinion, unlike a judgment, is about that person. Validate their point of view. Remember that validating is not agreeing. Validating is explicitly recognizing that they have a right to their point of view, and you're affirming that right. Also, if they have an opinion that's different from yours and they're expressing it, try it on for size. You know, say, well, I'll take my opinion, which is different, and put it aside just for the moment, and just see what theirs feels like. This is like walking a mile in their shoes. Recognize that their opinion may simply be a matter of taste. If they like beer and you like wine, who's right? Who's wrong? I mean, it's just an opinion. Don't express your opinion until you validated them. So now, tracking feelings, this is where it really becomes an effective way of increasing the connection between you and the other person. Remember that feelings are neither correct nor incorrect. The phrase, you shouldn't feel that way, is one that ought never leave your lips. Now, what's tricky about feelings is you want to be careful not to read their minds. Don't be a mind reader. One extreme example, if it's obvious that the other person is angry, don't tell them they're angry. The response you're most likely to get is something like, I am not angry. Start instead with the most gentle form of the feeling. So if it's a little unclear, you might say something like, so you're troubled at what happened. Or maybe you're confused about what happened. Or if it's clear that they're not okay with it, you might say, well, you're not okay with what happened. In a way, that's taking the same feeling, only giving a gentle form of it, and that opens the door for them to express more about them, for them to delve a little more deeply into their feeling. As the tracking progresses, both you and the speaker will become more clear about what they are feeling. Because a lot of times, we really don't know what we're feeling until we talk it out with somebody. And by tracking and listening deeply from the heart to another person, we can help them when they're having trouble processing what their feelings are. Pay particular attention to nonverbal cues like their body language, their tone of voice, their facial expressions. Often that conveys more than the words themselves. You know, you might say, you ask someone, are you okay with that? And they say, nah. Well, that's clear. But they might say, are you okay with that? They might say, yeah. So whether they say yeah or nah, it's the same thing. And finally, tracking judgments. And this is similar to tracking opinions, but since judgments are more absolute than opinions, tracking them can be a little more challenging them. But validating them is even more important when somebody is expressing a judgment. Now, be careful not to play ain't he awful. So if they're expressing a judgment about somebody, don't jump into that pit with them and basically gossip about the person. There is typically a stronger connection between opinions, beliefs, and judgment. Often, a judgment is about another person and includes feelings. So that Tom is a real jerk is obviously a judgment. And you might say, you know, so something happened that troubled you. Be alert to a judgment expressed as a feeling. So if you say, I feel that Tom is a jerk, is not expressing a feeling, it's expressing a judgment. You're judging that Tom is a jerk. And that judgment is neither right nor wrong. I mean, you have an absolute right to think that Tom is a jerk. But now, why do you think that Tom was a jerk? You might say, you know, so something happened with Tom that disturbed you. And if the judgment is a criticism about you, I think you're a jerk. Well, I will have to talk about that in a future segment. So thoughts, feelings, and judgments. Learn to know the difference between them. Learn to listen from the heart for each one. Until next time, you've been listening to Speaking of Listening on Good Vibrations Radio. Thank you for joining me today. You can listen to Speaking of Listening every first and third Thursday at 5:35 right here on Good Vibrations Radio. To learn more about effective listening and more about the workshops on effective communication and relationship building, email me at ahbus@consciousawareheart.com. Like me on Facebook at AwareHeart. And follow me on Twitter at Effect5Com. That's 2 M's. And until next time, remember, listen from your heart.
So I want to thank Dr. Arne Bus once again for speaking of listening, to share that information, because really when you think of it, most of us are not taught to listen. And listening is the critical component to effective communication. We're taught to speak. Therefore, we're always leading with our mouth instead of listening with our ears. So you can go to the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com and connect right over to Dr. Arne Bus's website. Remember to like him on Facebook, as he said. You know, I recently posted on Facebook. I tried doing in real life what Facebook asked you to do. I went out, told people I liked them. I poked a few people. I told them what I ate and what I was doing and, you know, why I chose to wear what I was wearing. And now I have 3 people following me, a policeman, a psychiatrist, and a psychologist. So I think I'm part of a clinical study. I'm not really sure, but I want to remind you, on the first and third Thursday of every month, make sure you tune in to listen to Dr. Arne Bus and Speaking of Listening. As a matter of fact, as we close out this segment of Good Vibrations Radio, I feel it's critically, critically important to remind you of those who listen all the time. So this is my ode. Thanks to Roy Zimmerman. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in the second hour with Reverend Charlotte Tinker. But this is my ode.
Hello, NSA, I just called you to say I love you.
I love you
because you really listen. Now when I on the phone, well, I never feel alone, 'cause you're out there with your headphones.
Hello.
And you really listen.
Hello.
Now hush.
NSA.
Don't say a word.
Called you.
It's enough to know
to say
my words are being heard.
Ooh.
And we're fighting freedom here at home. So we don't have to fight it over there. Now my own sweet Marie never listens to me. Not my brother or he. Than
my mama.
But when they're on the line, I know you hear me whine. Take that, Osama. Extra cheese, and I love her.
I love her
'cause she's out there.
She's out.
Here's
there.
How I know.
Here's how I know.
Not a stain on a dress, but a leak nonetheless tells me so.
A leak tells me so.
So.
Amen.
like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Wind inside a letterbox, they tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jackaroo David, oh, nothing's gonna change.
You've been listening to Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani.